Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, you guys ready to do this?
About ready as I'm gonna be.
All right, Baroque, you're good to be the guy, right?
Don't you know it's Stewie, baby? Oh okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's call him.
Hello?
Hey.
Mr. J.C. Jesse.
Hey.
This is Mortimer Schmeagle.
Justin, sorry, man. I wanted to just run this by you real quick before Mortimer jumped in here. But we got some people reaching out to us after last week.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, they were I think they seem pretty impressed with our enthusiasm for Tremclad paint.
Are you serious?
Enthusiasm. Your enthusiasm was fantastic, baby. Fantastic.
Well, you know, okay. I got to say, like, we love their product, but I don't know if it's for the reasons that they thought. But
well, I don't know, man. It's, you know, old marketing, but it worked. You all know, right. word got out to them. And well, Mortimer, why don't you tell them what you told me in Boost before?
Now, nice to meet you, Mortimer, by the way.
Like I said, big fan, Mr. Justin. What we're looking for here at Tremclad is we have some things. We've sent it over to Mr. Stu. We'd like for you to put your DTP golden pipes on this and see if you can help us move some product.
All right. Stu, can you you shoot that over to me real quick? I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, man, here. Well, I'll send you the email. But listen, just keep in mind, this could be a really big opportunity for the show.
Bigger than gamer subs.
Listen, don't. All right, no pressure, but don't blow this.
All right. Okay.
All right. Just do what he says.
All right. Yeah. I mean, this looks good. So all we would have to do is just like. So basically, you want to bring back the old commercials.
Yeah, we're looking for a little new freshness on it, but. I want to get a little sample, and that way, you know, I can take it back to my superiors, and they can look it over, and we can make sure everything's golden. Just golden!
All right. Sure, yeah. Let me I think I can work with these. Let me know what you want me... Do you want me to just, like, give them to you, or...?
Yeah, I'm ready on my side. Can you just give me a little bit of a sampling? Let's try the first one you have there.
Yeah, sure. Do you just want me to do the first part? You want me to do, like, the whole commercial?
No, just the samples we sent you.
Okay, cool. Just like an old friend, you can count on us. It's like stroking on the sunshine right over the wood. Like that?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, do you see these? Goose pimples. Goose pimples.
Did I get that? Okay.
Mortimer, can I put you on hold for a second?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Justin.
Yeah, man.
I said don't fuck this up.
What do you mean? I'm doing the best I can. What? Was it not enough energy, or?
I mean, I need
you
to
take... I don't want to fuck this up for the show. Like...
Listen, you were like, honestly, you were a 6 at best. I need you to take that shit and crank it up to 11.
All right, okay.
All right. Bring him back.
I'm counting on you, man.
Oh, hey,
bring him back.
All right, cool. Everybody's counting on me.
All right, you there again?
I'm
ready to hear some of that magic gold.
Okay. So you want me to do the next one?
Yes.
Okay. Just like an old friend. I've got all these pains. It's like stroking on the sunshine right over your stains.
Oh, my. I think we're getting there.
Is that a little better? A little bit more what you're
looking for? I don't want to get you excited, but I'm a little tingly in certain areas.
Okay. You're about at an 8, Justin. You're about an 8.
All right. Okay.
I think we're getting there, though.
All right. Well, this last one... Are you sure about this last one? It doesn't really sound like
Yeah. This is a new product we're bringing out. It's a new varnish.
Okay. Right. Stuart, did you read this one?
I read the contract. Okay. So just sing what the man says.
You're the contract guy. All right. I'll do it. Just like an old friend who you've seen in this place. It's like stroking on the sunshine right over your face. What? Dude, that can't be right.
Oh my, that was fantastic.
You fucking dicks.
So right over your face.
Oh boy. So there's no contract?
No, this.
Oh, there's a contract.
Yeah, it has two digits.
I was giving it the real TLC. Hey everybody, welcome to the Fire Team. Welcome to episode 102 of Dad Tales Podcast. What's up, guys?
Hello.
You know what?
Hello.
I think if anybody's new to the show or didn't listen to last week, I think I would be remiss if I didn't didn't play what we were referring to in case anybody listens to that and they don't know what we're talking about.
Oh my god. Dude, lay it on me, baby.
But we did a bit last week where we played our favorite commercials, and this was Stu's, and it made us really laugh.
Just like an old friend, you can count on and trust. It's like smoking on the sunshine, right over the rust, treated to trim clad. Give it some TLC.
More people paint and protect more things with trim clad than with all other rust paints combined. Look for specially formulated Trimclad automotive paints and primers for superior rust protection.
Oh, my goodness.
He really holds that note out, too.
He really does. So that's it. I've been singing that song all fucking week. All week.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm riding in my car.
It was in my head for like a week before you even suggested the idea. So
that, ladies and gentlemen, is Stu Gatso. How's it going, man?
Good, man. Good. How about you guys?
Doing well.
That's good.
It's Tuesday night. Going to be a quick turnaround tonight.
Yeah, it is. It is. Last night was my daughter's dance recital, actually.
How'd that go? And
that was nice. It was so much fun. Yeah, she had a great time. No stage fright, no crying, no none of that stuff. She went up there, did her thing. Good. You know, it's like wrangling cats. They're all jumping at different times. They're all kicking at different times, you know?
It's so awesome.
But it's so funny.
Was the dance recital like the one that's in Grown Ups 2?
I don't think I've seen that Oscar-nominated classic. Sorry.
that scene alone is pretty awesome.
No, it was a lot of fun though. Like I left work a bit early and came home, and right away she's calling for me. Daddy, come upstairs. And I came running, and she's in her costume and makeup, and she's all proud. And I don't know. It's still kind of fucked up to me, because if you would have told me 5 years ago I'd be excited about this shit, I'd tell you you're crazy. You're out of your goddamn mind.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, someone tried to make fun of me today by calling me a soccer dad. I'm like, I'm not a soccer dad. I'm a dance dad.
Yeah, suck it.
Well, we have to skip soccer to go to the dance recital, but we're back there next Monday. So,
yeah, my daughter has her. When is her dance? I think it's in two. Oh, maybe it's this weekend. I don't fucking know. But she's been having dress rehearsals. It's probably this weekend, I think, because if she's having dress rehearsals, But one of the dances she's doing, they're dancing to a Prince song. So her costume is basically Prince's outfit from the cover/poster of Purple Rain, where it's this purple sequined jacket with like a puffy pirate shirt.
That's
on
awesome.
Underneath. Oh, she hates it, though. But I'm excited. I can't wait to see them dance to Prince. It's pretty badass.
It's a puffy cool shirt.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of her in it. It's fucking hysterical. Soccer Dad Extraordinaire, Dance Dad Extraordinaire, Boost KDV is with us.
Hey.
Back. We missed you last week, buddy.
I know. I missed the show. It was a fun show, too. I listened to about three quarters of the way through. It was a good show.
It was a super fun show. Those guys are awesome. I love Grenades and Horseshoes. Those guys.
It's always fun with them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You had mentioned today, were you being serious when you said thanks for talking about my Crucible skills? Because I forgot what we said.
No,
were we being nice?
I said that being serious, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he pisses me off because he doesn't even play the game and he's good at it.
Yeah, I don't even play him.
I was like, I'm talk shit.
Decent. So I have not one, not two, but three
fun facts.
Oh my God. From the fans.
Would you say you know have what? A plethora of fun facts?
That's yes. that's a fun fact in itself. So you got four of them.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
I'll do you know what a plethora is?
Noel Guapo.
No, see, El Guapo is like, Efe. I would not want one of my men saying I have a plethora, but not knowing what a plethora is. And then the plane comes over and saves him.
All right. But these are from our good buddy, Safety Czar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good buddy.
He always has good ones.
We got to get him.
It's going to be like, buckle your seatbelt.
You know what? I have to say.
Don't run with scissors.
Well, he is the Safety Czar.
There's a couple guys that I'm really sorry. There's like three guys I'm sorry we didn't get on the show for the 100th episode. Laz, he couldn't make it. Hazelnut, he couldn't make it. He's one of our mods for PlayStation. And he couldn't make it because he was, and I forgot to mention this, because he was Sherpering new guys through the raid. So he's nice. A beast. But we got to get him
team
on.
Team player.
But Safety Czar, like, his fucking internet goes out when we go to call him, and the poor guy can't get on. And like, when then we had to move on, and I felt so bad. So we're going to get you on eventually. Excited to hear his fun facts.
All right. Well, to make it up to him, here's three fun facts for the day.
Okay.
So there's an island in Canada called Dildo Island.
That is true. It is, it's not shaped the way you'd imagine.
No.
No.
Does it have a couple maybe hairier islands?
I'm not sure.
More trees on them?
There's also a town in Newfoundland called Dildo.
Okay.
Really?
Yep.
So because Canadians like their dildos.
That's weird.
They sure do.
There's a town in Greenland called Fleshlight.
Oh, I just sit there and imagine that poor football team from that high school. Oh, it's the Newfie Dildos.
In 1997, 10% of PacSun's business was from Jenko jeans. And the comment
1% of that was from Baroque.
The comment I made after that, after he told me, I said 95% of that was broke.
That's too funny.
And then,
I'm not gonna lie, I used to shop at PacSun.
I did too. Yeah, sure. Who didn't?
I didn't. I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Yeah, you're Canadian.
Are they still around?
I think they are.
So, yeah.
I think they're like one of those, like, they're nowhere near as popular as they once were.
It's like a beach store, not at the beach. It's like they sell beachy clothing and swimsuits and.
It's a surfer skater slash themed store that's usually in the middle of a mall, so you know where you can't.
Yeah, no, I get the idea.
And I mean, they sold what was like the trendy, you know, ridiculous t-shirts and
stuff. Finally, NASA wants to probe Uranus in about 15 years.
Why wait that long? Let's do it now.
I mean, yeah, really.
I hear doctors want to do it in about 3 to me, so you know.
Don't keep me waiting.
That's true. Broke. I'm right there with you, buddy.
Oh my gosh. What the fuck are you talking about? I turned 40 this year.
Good for you. Go get a checkup.
Is it when you turn 40? Is that what is it?
Yeah.
When you tell that, story, that we're naming that episode Deep Impact. I mean, look, seriously.
Look. Would you? Oh no, never mind. I got an idea for. Oh boy, never mind. Let's move on.
I did have a colonoscopy, and when the doctor came in to talk to me like pre-op, I was like, "Doc, just give me the first 12 inches and let me know if I like it. Because the fucking camera, dude, it's like, it's like 4 feet
long. It's like 3 feet long.
Yeah, yeah, it's huge. Oh, my God. And my doctor's name was Dr. Butt. I swear to God.
That's crazy. I
swear to God. Harold. Look it up.
Harry Butt.
Newark, Delaware. Dr. Butt.
It Dr.
Is,
Butt.
It is a thing.
Oh,
my,
the ass man. Yeah, that's
my dad stays awake for those.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he doesn't want to go under.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Your fucking Siri just goes off like all of a sudden. I'm not even. I know. Yeah, she says, go ahead and I'm listening. Yeah, we'll stop listening.
I don't know if you want to.
Turn your ears off, Siri.
You're going to get stuff, you know, looked up you didn't mean to.
We also have with us Baroque Reaper.
Hey.
Hi, Baroque.
Yes, I'm here too. Hey, you know, they're getting really weird at zoos.
Really?
Did I tell you about, like, oh, yeah. When we were at the San Diego Zoo, we walked by one exhibit, and they just had, like, some baguettes in there. So I, like, had to get a zookeeper, and I'm like, what's this? And they're like, oh, that's bread in captivity.
All right.
Okay,
I'll allow
it. I turn my camera on for that?
Okay, Boost, just for you, because you turned your camera on. What's the difference between your paycheck and your wiener? You don't have to beg your wife to blow one of them. I hate you all. Justin's face is telling a different story than the
cricket. He's trying to hold it back.
I wonder how many people think their podcast froze. They look and they're like, well, what happened here?
The joke's silence. Broke the podcast.
What I think is funny is like broke like over, if you listen to like over the course of the show from when he started doing these jokes, all of a sudden now he sounds like he's like a guest who's been asked to sit on the couch at Conan O'Brien. Hey, did I tell you I was at the zoo the other day? No, you didn't.
They're so good not laughing at them. It's so good not laughing at them. I love it. Don't ever stop.
So Baroque, do you have a good relationship with your mom? My mom never wanted to breastfeed me. She told me she only liked me as a friend.
You don't like this crap? I got better crap. I got, you know, crap at my store. Yeah. I need to.
All right. Sometimes. That was funny.
Good stuff.
As far as me, yeah. I got a new car this weekend. That was pretty. This week. That was.
Yeah, nice.
Ooh, good. Look at this humble brag.
Yeah.
The Anybody road. Else want to show off with that they got a new car?
No. Ooh, me.
Oh, yeah, wow.
There he is. Another humble brag.
Look at that.
Good
for you guys. Enjoy.
Yeah, I really like it. I like it a lot.
I've never had a new car. Fun fact.
I like it a lot. Your fucking car's sweet, Boost.
I think Stu's is better.
Yeah, I think Stu wins.
Stu wins. Yay. It's my wife's car, actually.
Mine is too.
Mine
isn't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Mine isn't because it's because my job owns it. But other than that, I feel bad because I have to go to work and she's stuck with our Pathfinder, and the air conditioning only works on it when it's driving, not when it's stopped.
I thought you were gonna say air conditioning only works when it's cold outside.
Which I think I might need maybe I'll get like a little shot. I need like a little shot of Freon. You think, Boost? Something like that, maybe.
Might be a little low.
Okay. But anyway.
Or it could be a compressor.
Oh, yeah. I'll get that looked at.
Car Tales Podcast.
Car Tales. Anyway. Let's talk about, I don't know.
Games?
Video games, maybe? We talk about that.
Hey, Sue, did you play any games this weekend?
Hey, mister. Have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, bitch.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
talk to me like that.
You
bit.
We did, we tried Spire of Stars the other night.
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Well, we did. I don't know where you were. 75%
of us did.
We would have wanted you there.
We did want you there. No, we would have. We did. It was fun.
Yeah, it was
beat
fun.
It? Did you beat it?
It was fun. No, we didn't beat it.
Oh.
We got to the boss, just the first phase, but you know how it goes. We're old.
We got to
whatever time it did.
12 o'clock and you're done?
We learned that we have a new motto. Yeah, we have a new motto. Mm-hmm. Dad Tales Podcast. Oh. We're good with balls.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of ball throwing around.
And we are pretty good at throwing balls.
We did really good with that.
We were tossing them from hand to hand, and, you know, it was really good. Everybody was pitching in, throwing those balls.
Yeah, we nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Any balls in your mouth?
Yeah.
No, balls to the face.
A lot of balls to the face. We had a lot of balls to the face that night.
Sometimes I'd be going for the ball, and then some other guy is like, no, those are my balls. And it was like, it was weird.
Grab my balls.
We got used to it. We're good with balls now.
Stu had the ball, and it exploded all over him, and then...
Whoa.
Yeah. That was rough.
It was fun, though. It was neat. I like the mechanics of it.
Very different.
That raid is on the same ship?
Leviathan. Another Leviathan raid.
Ew.
But it was fun, though. I mean,
I kind of see what they're doing with that now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to reach a point in time, in September, when it's going to be 1 year, we're going to have this entire, Leviathan raid set that, I don't know, I think we'll be able to blow through all three of them in a night. Once you're leveled high enough, you know, and everybody's got the right gear and shit, you'll be able to just...
I like the mechanics of this game. I thought it was pretty neat. Because I don't know, fucking spoilers. Who gives a shit? But, I mean, at the end, I guess... the encounter before the boss encounter, you gotta go up this, I don't know, you gotta go up this tube into space, and it's like, it's real, like, retro 80s futuristic kind of
vector graphics drawn almost. They put all this money into old school graphics.
I thought that was fucking dope as shit. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, we got tired.
It's like you're going into the world of Tron. You know, it's like, all right, and I'm in Tron.
People are explaining directions to me, and I'm so tired, I'm not even listening. Stu and I are just trying to, no, you guys are over there. We're just trying to shoot shit, stay alive.
No, I was doing the right stuff. So maybe that's why. It was a little tough.
Yeah.
You and me had some trouble with your shapes.
Oh, yeah, it was
like
me and Meef.
Square. Oh, and Meef is like Meef. Running around at circle.
Hey, y'all, I'm standing on circle. Well, okay.
Why?
Square.
Meef.
I tell you what was really big in the raid the other night, Ronald Reagan impressions.
Really?
Well, you know, they're really timely. thought we were funny the other night. They're not that funny now, I guess.
I
thought they were
funny. All right. Uh-oh. Anyways, yeah. Destiny.
Woo!
The Forsaken trailer. I don't know. Did we talk about that last week?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you guys talked a little bit about the Forsaken last week, but it's looking pretty good.
The trailer came out.
The Cade thing?
The Cade thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of bored with it.
According to Bungie, he's dead. So that means our good friend Just Rocker Dude is going to be showing his true colors on stream one night, dressing in drag.
Well, we'll have to see.
I think he wants it to happen.
There's been a lot of people doing that and putting that up as rewards for charity stuff, and just do it if you want to do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to make this big show about it. And if I get this goal, just do it. You want to throw on a dress, makeup, heels?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's to the point where
I do it every day.
If I turn on my PlayStation, I'll dress up like a woman. I swear I will.
I'm not even being facetious. Just do it. Do whatever. I don't give a shit.
You do you.
Yeah. I did play on PlayStation the other night. I was like, I'm going to hop on and do my weeklies. And our good buddy Drafty kind of derailed most of that because go and do one of the three heroic strikes. And then he's like, hey, send me invite. And I'm like, okay, let me finish the strike. Going, hey, we're going to get, didn't even tell me what we're doing. He just, lope, you know, I join him. And next thing I know, we're doing Eater of Worlds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. You know, so it's like, oh, okay, we're raiding. Cool. I'm so ready for this. But we did complete it.
And you completed a guy. That's always good.
It was the Eater of Worlds. We beat Argos. It was actually first time for some of the people. Everybody, but it was kind of cool to see all DTP down the roster.
I know. I'm telling you, man. Drafty is doing.
He's
the man.
He's good at completing guys. He's really good at completing guys. Yeah. First timers, he'll complete them all the time.
That's right.
It was really fun. I mean, and it's one of those. It's been a while since I've played that one, especially without Rocker. And, you know, it's like you forget how much there has to be that one dude who's like, no, everybody go here and here. And, like, just kind of coordinating and how useful that is.
The captain, the coach.
Narc at fucking Void.
Yep.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah, I wasn't quite like that, but I did kind of, I felt like I was being bossy and yelling a lot. But we did complete it, so they didn't care.
Well, that's awesome.
I forget who said it the last time. I think we had Mark Square on. But if you listen to the show last week, he does sound a lot like Rocker on the mic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have to go back.
Really? Every once in a while. Yeah, every once in a while when he says something, like, Rocker? Is that you? And it's not.
I'm like, Mark, I really like that painting, but... Do you like that painting?
Why are you asking? Because I'm Mexican? That's kind of racist.
Oh,
hey.
I didn't know you're Mexican.
No, I had no idea. I have to go back and listen to that for the seventh time.
Speaking of Mexicans,
God, I just really
congrats to Mexico for beating Germany.
Yeah, there you go.
Causing an earthquake.
That
was so cool. That is so cool. For anybody that doesn't know, they registered seismic activity after Mexico scored their goal.
Awesome. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, the World Cup has been pretty fun so far. A lot of crazy results. I can't shake this feeling like something weird's going to happen this World Cup, you know? Not an expected team is going to win. It just feels like everything is topsy-turvy. So
it's going to get near the end and Trump's Space Force is going to invade the stadium.
Oh my God. Okay, listen. I wanted to tweet this.
Literally.
But no, I'm not going to, it's not. That's another whole other episode. You know, in Wayne's World,
yeah,
when they do the cheesy music,
mm-hmm.
That's all I keep picturing. But Space Force instead of Wayne's World.
Space Force party time. Oh boy. One of my coworkers is at the World Cup
in the Space Force.
She's a lieutenant in the Space Force.
I'm joining the Space Force.
Yeah, me too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Well, I thought about it, and then they said, "You're 40. We're gonna have to put our finger. We're gonna have to put a finger up your butt." Oh. I said,
"Space finger."
I said, "Okay."
Join Space Force. Be prepared for anal.
Well, then why are both hands on my back?
Oh boy.
What else video games? Oh, we tried to get Escalation Protocol going the other night, and it just like it just was not happening. It was really fun. Really hard.
When we had a bunch of blueberries and then they all left us, and we were like, that's great. Now it's just us. It's just what us. Happened?
All right. Oh, but we did. Hold on. There was a guy.
Really good rhythm, and then out of nowhere, they'd all disappear.
There was a guy that was we played with, and his name was Ravioli Randy. Gamer tag of the week, Ravioli Randy.
Introducing to you.
He sounds like he's maybe like a
6'2", weighing 270 pounds from the great state of Ohio.
So GG's
Ravioli Randy.
GG's Ravioli Randy. I should have played.
He's the worst wrestler.
I started playing.
It just sounds like a bad wrestler. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I started playing God of War the other night on Father's Day.
There you go.
Oh, look at that.
Boy.
It's really good. It's really, yeah, it looks really good. I like it a lot. It feels good to be back playing with Kratos again. He's got this fucking axe. It's badass. I don't know. Looks great. Game just looks amazing. God, these PlayStation exclusives are just fucking awesome. Awesome, awesome. And, I mean, you guys know, anybody that has listened to this show for a long time knows that I am a huge fan of The Last of Us. And to see that Last of Us 2 trailer from last week, dude.
Yeah.
It looks amazing, that game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's another game that looks really cool, too. And it, shit, what's it called?
Cyberpunk looks pretty cool.
Cyberpunk looks cool.
Yes, it does. It's the Fallout.
Ghost of
Fallout 76.
Yeah, that's
cool. I love those Fallout games. Except Fallout 4, I never really got into. So I'm kind of hoping that this is a bit of redemption.
Never played a Fallout game.
Oh, really? Well,
the original is brutal. It's like old school Nintendo brutal. Like, you get killed by a rat. Like, you've been like going, yeah, I'm finally starting to get somewhere, and then you come up like against a sewer rat, and it just, you can't beat that thing before it kills you, and you feel like very defeated.
I think it'd be crazy if we all just kind of like took off and played single player games and like we don't play any multiplayer games for like 2 weeks.
Well, that's just the thing with Fallout 76 is that it is multiplayer. It's going to be an open.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm going to sneak into Stu's base and set off the nukes.
It's like an open world. It's like so you know Fallout games, right? They're open world RPGs.
Yeah.
Except it's like an MMO of that.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be filled with other people.
It's going to be filled with other people and stuff. You're going to have like you build towns or whatever, and
you always build a shell of like sanctuary that like that's part of the game has been, you know. Oh, here's your home base, and like you build a little sanctuary. Well, now they're introducing a thing with like the left, because this one takes place before all the other Fallout games. So there's still nuclear bombs lying around. So like, it's one of the things of you can go find your friend's town, and then hack the nuclear bombs and blow up their town.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's interesting.
I found the game that I was going to say that I thought looked really good. It's Ghost of Tsushima.
Okay.
And it's by...
is that the samurai one or something?
Yeah. It's by...
Yeah, that looked cool.
It's by Sucker Punch, the people that did Infamous.
And, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure Sucker Punch that did Infamous. Yeah, they did Infamous and like Sly Cooper.
Nice.
But Infamous, those are the games that they're... pretty much known for, but I guess they're not doing those anymore.
How about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man games. Oh, I love me a good Spider-Man game.
Everybody's like the web slinging feels great, and that's all that really matters in a Spider-Man game. Like combat, I'm sure they can, you know, it's going to feel good enough. But that web slinging, it looks so fun.
Yeah, I love slinging a good web.
Hey
now.
I sling like webs every night.
In on the
I don't even know where to go right now.
I've been slowly getting back into like racing games.
Yeah, what's that one you were playing?
Onrush.
Yeah.
By Codemasters.
It's a PC game?
Or no, it's on PS4, Xbox.
Oh, it is.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with that game? What's the gist? Is it anything, or is it just like
you basically? Get cars and drive? No, like basically, you don't really race. Like, there's no place and there's no finish line. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's an objective based racing game. So you have to capture an objective as you race.
Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool indeed. Forza Horizon 4, that looks pretty cool. There's seasons. Yes. That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
They even said, like, basically they had to build 4 worlds that all looked similar but acted completely different. So, because, you know, when you go from summer to winter to fall, so, like, in summer it's a big lake. Well, in winter it's frozen over and you can drive on the lake.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so they all the seasons behave differently with your car. So like one will be more wet, and so you can more even better drifting, and
be like like a wet posse.
Yeah, big wet posse. Yeah, not so much out of Rockstar last week.
Nope.
No, surprise.
Not a peep.
And no word about Borderlands 3.
Nope. Shocking. They already said that they weren't going to say anything, though.
They said that, and they were like, no. And the guy even said, like, I bet you I could say, I'm not going to be there to reveal anything, and no one's going to believe me. And guess what? There was a big part of people who just did not believe it. They were like, he's trolling us.
There's two things that we haven't even touched on, and both of them kind of evoke the same feeling in me, which is like, they didn't show fuck all, but I'm super excited about both of them. Elder Scrolls 6. Mm-hmm. Just that little teaser, I had a freaking, like, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up.
Yeah, well,
you had a boner?
That's years off.
I was almost going to say that, but I'm going to reserve the boner.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I never played any of those games, so. But I know that you like them.
Oh, my God. No, I love them.
I played
Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah. I have a sympathetic boner.
Not the same. Not the same. No. Like, but the other one was Halo Infinite. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That
little teaser, yeah.
Guys, don't just please, if anybody from 343 is listening, don't shit the bed. Please don't shit the bed. I miss Halo in my life.
You heard it here.
Please don't shit the bed.
343, get your shit together. Okay?
I'm begging you guys.
If you disappoint Stu, I'm going to get in my brand new Rogue, my Nissan Rogue, humble brag.
You can go rogue on that.
You know, I don't want to brag. You know, it's a mid-size SUV. It's got an automatic lift gate in the back.
You know what, Justin?
Whatever.
Wait.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm gonna get my 2018 SE Toyota Sienna premium package. And I'm gonna,
with the white stitching and the black leather. Is that the one you're gonna get in?
I'm gonna drive it. And I'm going to play Halo 3 in the back seat on my Blu-ray player. Okay?
Figured you'd do that. I'm going to listen to Halo soundtracks on my Apple CarPlay that I play through the stereo. And I'm going to drive there. And you know what? I'm going to hope that nothing happens. Like, I just have a question. If your car catches on fire, is it a burnt Sienna?
Oh! Anyway. Dropping the Crayola jokes.
Anyway, whoa. We're gonna.
I refuse to laugh any of your damn jokes. We're gonna bastard. Drive.
Shut up, Baroque. We're gonna drive to 343. We're gonna get out of the car. We're gonna, you know, unbuckle our seatbelts because we're not animals. We're going to unbuckle our seatbelts. We're going to knock on the door.
Security can't kick your ass out.
Security's probably going to come out. Like, excuse me. Don't fuck this up. Because we got a buddy in Canada. He's had it. He's had it up to here. He's still trying to get the Master Chief Collection to work. It doesn't. Just don't fuck it.
Then I'm going to get back in my Sienna.
I have a sympathetic boner for his boner.
And use my backup camera to back up.
And then he's going to burn out in that Sienna.
And then when Boost backs up, I'll know that he's backing up next to me because I have warning indicators inside the car that let me know when another car is in my blind spot. Because we're not about anything. We're about safety. We're dads, for crying out loud. Jesus, 343, what are you doing with Halo? Look what you've made me do. Look what you've brought us to. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, listening audience, that you had to hear that and be a part of that. But
I'm not sorry.
Yeah, so
this episode of Dad Tales Podcast brought to you by Humble Brass.
Nissan and Toyota.
That Halo trailer was great, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. It wasn't even a Halo
trailer. Not really.
It was just... It was just Master Chief, but I have.
Are you sure that was Master Chief? It was just some dude standing there with a helmet.
No, that's Master Chief.
It was really just an engine test.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care.
Hey guys, look,
you can't take
freeze.
This away from me.
Hey, look, we have.
They had
a
rhinoceros
buffalo.
Too. All right, that we fucking have rhinoceros buffalo. Looked amazing.
We have a man holding a helmet.
I thought I could reach out and touch that rhinoceros.
It was pretty sunny there, if I have to say so. Like.
You heard it here. Stu tried to reach out and touch his rhinoceros
I want you guys to do something, though.
Okay.
I'm not I'm not gonna tell me. I'm not going to buy this game.
You're not going to have to. It'll be on Game Pass day one.
The Crew 2.
The Crew 2?
Yeah. Just, I'm not going to buy it because I'm not sure what it is. It's like trying to be Forza Horizon, I think. But it can't because it's not Forza Horizon.
I think I still have the Twitter account, The Crew Dads, somewhere. Evolve Dad, The Crew Dads, all them, all these dads. From that, it seems like another Lifetime account. You know, the fucking, one of the game directors still follows me from, like.
Yeah, well.
But,
that's a humble brag.
Check out some gameplay. The freaking graphics in this game are amazing.
You could drive, jets and airplanes and shit,
right?
The
cars sound like shit. The cars sound like shit. But, the graphics are amazing.
But you could drive airplanes in this one, right?
Like, you can drive boats and stuff.
Can you drive wave runners?
I don't know. I didn't see any.
I wonder if you could drive jet skis.
Well, like, I was watching the gameplay. I'm like, I'm not sure what this guy's doing. He's driving a car, then all of a sudden he's in the air in an airplane with like a touch button, and then he's in a boat. I'm like, I'm not sure what's going on. Why are you in a boat?
It's like a triathlon situation.
Maybe it's like, I don't know, what the hell was that game? Battlefield 1942, or what the hell was it?
1942.
I don't know, but let's say it was like you were on a map and you had to defend a base. You had like 30 lives as the defending team. It wasn't, I don't know if it was multiplayer. I'm sure there was a multiplayer thing, but I remember at least the single player, like you'd have a set amount of lives, and then let's say you had 30 guys guarding your base. You could teleport to different bodies, and you might have like 8 snipers and 12 infantry and another like 6 demolition guys, and you could just zip around them.
So maybe there's like a car race going on and an air race going on.
Yeah, like maybe you got
all at once.
This is just speculation. I don't know, but maybe it's something like that. Yeah. Like you got the crew,
okay.
If you will.
All right.
And there might be like 3 or 4 guys in your crew, the crew.
Okay. Okay.
So, I don't know. I'm guessing.
I want us to be a crew.
Yeah. Well, there was one game
of us are going to buy that shitty game.
Yeah, no. Man. I can't buy games anymore, man. I have to buy tires and prescription glasses and health insurance. Being an adult is difficult.
Adulting's hard. But there was one game that
Random minivans.
All I saw was the trailer. They didn't even show any gameplay, no anything. And I'm pissed off because I want to see something from it, and that was Battletoads.
Brand new Weber grills.
Oh my.
Battletoads.
We're just dropping all the names.
Are they bringing that back?
Yeah, they're making a new one. Mm.
Battletoads.
New Battletoads.
How many cup holders does it have, Kip?
Who mentioned Clay Fighters last week?
I did.
Is that used to?
No, that was you? I mentioned it.
That was a good game.
Yeah, man. It was a great game.
Remember Earthworm Jim?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good fucking game.
Me and my wife got, you know, bored and I was watching old commercials because that's a new hobby now when you wake up and don't want to get out of bed. YouTube, old commercials. And a commercial for that came on. My wife was like,
yes.
What is this game? And I'm like, awesome.
Earthworm Jim.
Did anybody, did either of you guys show your wives the Tremclad commercial?
No, but I played I played it for her.
Oh, well, yeah. You played it for her. That's the same thing.
I'm gonna have to play for my wife.
Oh, man. My wife looked at me. She's like, why? What? Like, what is this?
Did
like,
she remember?
Paint. No, she wasn't.
Yeah, I was going to join here. Yeah. No. You guys want to talk about some other stuff? We got some other stuff we got to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just housekeeping.
All right. Fucking housekeeping. Do we have to?
No, we don't have to.
No,
we got a website, we got a sponsor, stuff.
Join the Discord.
I'll do it.
No, thank you, sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Please go away, let me sleep for the love of God!
All right. TTP housekeeping this week. As with every week, go check out our website, dadtalespodcast.com. There you can find links to our Discord.
It hasn't changed.
It hasn't. The website or the Discord?
Oh, yes.
Both, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, website. There's stuff on there. Links to the Discord, links to the Patreon. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Gamersubs.gg. Save 10% off with promo code DTP on Gamersubs.
Hey, did you guys hear about the new flavor?
I didn't.
No? Well, they sent me the sample pack, and they said, you know, you guys are dads, so you would be the best judge of this flavor.
Okay.
It's a goldfish cracker.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a little bit, dry.
I'm looking at one of those right now.
It's a little bit dry.
You don't mix that one with anything, right? You just straight put the powder in your mouth.
Yeah, it's straight up. It's straight up powder. It's just powder. And I mean,
that's kind of funny because the flavor that I was sent was key lime Ritz cracker.
Wow, that's kind of funny too because it's kind of like the one flavor I got sent. Hmm. Yeah, Triscuit biscuit.
Yo, that must be delicious.
It is.
Nice nice and fibery, too. Keeps you regular.
Man.
That's...
I should have cinder blocked the other day.
Well, that's a problem. Yeah. You want to talk to a doctor. You want to talk to the doctor,
but... I don't want to talk to any doctors this year because I'm too
afraid. Was there any blood involved?
Oh, since you're here...
You know what? I started thinking about... I'm kind of talking...
Is there any tearing?
No. I'm kind of talking out loud here. thinking out loud, I should say. But I know that... I know Gamersubs has no idea that we talk any of this stuff on here. But I want, like... I want people to tweet at them, like, new flavors that they should do. And use some kind of, like, hashtag. What should we do? That way we can look for it.
Hashtag DTP flavors.
No. We can't have DTP in it. Oh. I don't want them to have any idea. I just want them to be
hashtag special flavor.
Hashtag my flavor.
Oh
yeah.
Hashtag mystery flavor. It's the DTP mystery flavor.
So yeah, either one of those, any one of those, my flavor, special flavor, whatever. I want you to tweet a game or something.
Oh, we need one.
Yeah. Okay. We just want to do one.
So let's vote.
Okay.
What do you want to do? I say my flavor. Hashtag my flavor.
My GG flavor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, okay. I like that.
Okay.
All right.
My GG flavor. Has a good flow, too.
Yeah. So tweet at them my GG flavor with a flavor that you would like to try. And we will read it on the show. So let me just write that down so I don't forget, because we're asking everybody to do this, and then I forget.
And we're old. We forget.
Oh, wait a sec. That's not even the initials. What am I talking about?
What?
Who the hell is our sponsor again?
GG.
Gamersubs.
Yeah, GGS.
It's GG, yeah.
No, but it's gamersubs.gg.
Yeah, okay.
All right, my GG.
And I kind of do a spin on the GG, like, you know.
So we'll check that every week, and then we'll read them. We'll read them on the show. How about that?
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So, moving on from housekeeping. So, I think it was a couple weeks ago, it was on Antimeta Podcast, friends of the show, they had on Fluffy and Admiral Nips. Imagine that. Those guys hardly ever are on that show. It's crazy. Weird. Crazy.
I mean, do they have their own show?
I don't know. But it made me laugh because Fluffy was talking about having Jay do all the editing. Granted, he was moving, but I think he had me do the same thing when they were on the show. I had to do all the work. Thanks, Fluffy.
All the work.
Just kidding. I love you. But anyway, so... They did this segment. It was Canuck's idea. I forget where he saw it, but it was basically like build a band, right? And he had mentioned, I would like to hear, you know, other podcasts do this. So I reached out to Canuck. I was like, that's awesome, dude. I would love to do this on our show. I was like, I'm totally going to steal it. and I have so many ideas for it. And I told him, like, dude, I'm going to do this. And we're going to do this with it. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. So thanks, Canuck. But basically, the idea is that you take... you have a singer, two guitarists, a bass player, a drummer, and a keyboardist. And you could pick any musician, alive or dead, to fill the spots in the band.
Okay.
All right. Are you guys down? You got your choices?
I'm ready.
I've been thinking about this all week. I'm so ready. Who wants to go first?
This has been a battle right here.
You want me to start off? Yeah, go for it, Kev. Rip the Band-Aid off. Okay.
All right, so I mean I'm gonna go with probably the best.
Around?
I'm gonna do a combo here.
You wanted the best
singer,
you got it.
Singer and rhythm guitarist.
Oh, okay.
Because he does both.
Well, I mean, he could still count as your singer, and you could have the other two. You don't have
No. I want him to play rhythm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So this is your rhythm guitarist. Got it.
Yes. And singer.
And singer. Okay.
My man, James Hetfield.
Okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Strong
mm-hmm.
choice.
Lead guitar. Adam Dukowitz from Killswitch Engage.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that'd be a fun little combo right there.
There you go.
Bass. Slap of the bass, man.
Slap of the bass.
I'm going to go with Peanut, Aaron Willis from 311. He's a slap bassist, too.
Yeah, he is. He plays it like this, too, right? He's like...
He does.
It's an upstraight thing.
Yeah, that's about good. That's right. That's pretty good.
There you go.
On the drums, one of my favorite drummers, Travis Barker.
Slap at the drums. Travis Barker
on the drums.
Can't go wrong. Guy's got a fucking Cadillac too on his tattoo on his chest. Can't go wrong with that shit. He means business.
He was in a plane crash and he lived.
Yeah.
Guy's a fucking badass. Keyboard? Who gives a fucking shit? I mean, honestly. Who needs a keyboard?
My band does. Dude, our fucking keyboard is off.
Mine doesn't.
Can you please clip that? Who gives a shit? Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. I can hear that keyboard over that James Hetfield heaven.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Pretty good list, dude.
Yeah.
That was solid.
I dig it.
Get a little bit of funk in there.
Yeah.
Travis can do whatever you want. Travis can play whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm mostly curious about the James Hetfield Adam Dukowitz mix. I think that would be fantastic.
All right, Brooke. What do you got?
So for guitar player number one, I'm gonna go Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
You know, how can you not
start? Why wouldn't you, right?
For guitar number two, to really make it funky, Kurt Cobain. How those two would ever play together, I have no clue, but I would definitely be interested in finding out.
Well, I think both of those guys are from Power Trios, so they're really good at filling out the sound.
On drums, Neil Peart, because that dude is like one of the most technical drummers out there and can just whatever you want.
I didn't pick him because I had a feeling somebody else was going to, and I didn't want to have a backup.
Do you guys want a little fun fact about Neil Peart?
I always want a fun fact about Neil Peart.
He rides his motorcycle to every show.
Yeah.
Awesomeness.
Everywhere. Yeah. He rides a BMW motorcycle. It's pretty.
Yep. Yeah.
Four bus? Nope. Those are very ergonomic.
Airplane? Nope.
Yeah.
For keyboards, because I actually, you know, followed the rules and picked someone for keyboard.
Loser.
I'm going to go with Ray Manzarek.
Yeah.
He would be the keyboardist from The Doors. Because, you know, he'd just make it, you know, just a little bit of awesomeness on top.
The voice of reason.
The two I had probably the most trouble with were the singer and the bass player.
Okay.
But I was originally going to go with Les Claypool for the bass, but I think I'd be missing out there if I didn't go with Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. I was thinking Les Claypool, too.
Yeah, I was leaning on Peanut or Flea, but I had to go with it. You know, a member for 311.
Plus
his name's Peanut.
Yeah.
But it's Flea, and I mean, that man is just, I swear he's doing like seven, he's the only bassist that makes like, He's that bassist that everybody, you know, wants to be. No bassist is. They're all just like, and then there's Flea. He's like around the damn stage, jumping off the wall.
Fun fact about Flea.
Holy shit! Fun facts coming out of your ass tonight.
Jesus.
the drummer from Red Hot, Chad, right? His name's Chad?
Chad Smith.
He was like one of the only drummers when they were looking for a drummer that could play with Flea.
He was like, Will Ferrell was the only person that could play with Flea.
I love it. Dude, Will Ferrell and Chad Smith together are the fucking funniest. Yeah, thing, and they look exactly alike. I got to watch that now when we get done the show.
That is still my favorite because he was at something and he's like, whoa, Will Ferrell. And he stood up and was like, who said that? I mean, he gets all pissed off. And, but it's awesome.
That's a good one.
Lead singer. Yeah, I'm going to go with this. Dave Grohl. Because he's got some range, and he would just, I think he would round out that group, and he could actually sing with that group. It wouldn't be like, you know, trying to fit like Elvis Presley in that group. It's just, he would work very well in that group.
Dave is, I think Dave Grohl is probably one of the best front men around, period. Like, they're just awesome.
Yep.
I mean, I feel bad for their drummer for the first couple albums, like, because he used to be the drummer in Nirvana. Well, he kept, like, telling him, oh, no, you know, don't play it like this, play it like, and, like, he was really controlling. Yeah, yeah. And so.
The guy that left.
Yeah. And that was part of the reason why, because Dave Grohl, like, he knows how to play it. Mm-hmm. And he's, no, don't do that, do this. I want you to play like he wanted to be in control. He has since apparently relaxed on that and.
Well, Taylor Hawkins is a badass. So, in his own right,
it's Dave Grohl. He can do whatever the hell he wants. He's one of them guys.
Yeah.
All right. So that's my list.
Stu, you want me to go or you want to go?
I'd love to go because this dovetails nicely. Baroque is taking away some of Dave Grohl's control or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it back to him because he's my drummer.
Okay.
So, and. And actually, this list is, it's going to be interesting because every single one of them but one is also a lead singer. So this is going to be, and it's going to be an interesting list. My actual lead singer, I'm going to go with Chris Cornell. He's just, it's just solid, such an iconic voice.
Son of a bitch.
And when you see the rest of this, when you see the rest of this band, I think that everybody can, you're there's going to be some crazy stuff happening here. My two guitarists.
Star. I mean, that's a solid start. Chris Cornell.
My two guitarists, in no particular order, will be Jimmy Page and Eric Clapton.
Both were considered.
Nice.
Slappa da Bass Man is. It's got to be Geddy Lee. I mean, you guys knew I was picking Geddy Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that, so. I was like. Oh, is he going to pick Geddy Lee? Is he going to pick Neil Peart? I'm like, I was really like.
No, I kind of have a specific sound in mind, and it's going to be really hard rock and blues kind of stuff.
Yeah, and, that's what I was going for, too. I was going for the sound.
My keyboardist, because I also stuck to the rules.
Oh. Okay.
And I think that this is what really. Oh, this is going to be the wild card here. Lady Gaga.
Whoa. On keyboards?
Nice. Why not? Whoa. She plays everything.
She does.
She plays everything.
She does, yeah.
She's starring in a new movie with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Called A Star Is Born. It actually looks pretty good.
Well, that better not take away from her time on tour with my band here.
No, I don't think it would.
Papa Stu's got to make some bank over here.
They filmed it a while ago.
Also, Chris Cornell might have trouble attending some shows, but...
Too soon, man.
Because my Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain, you know, guitarist combo, they're going to be just everywhere.
All my guys are alive.
Dude, I'm going through every fucking singer. I'm like, I don't know if these guys are going to pick Chris Cornell. That sounds really good. I think this is it. Because I'm like, I'm going through the obvious choices. I'm like, I can't pick Geddy Lee. Somebody's going to pick Geddy. Can't pick fucking, Neil Peart. Somebody's going to pick him. Like, fuck, Chris Cornell. It's dialed in. Fuck. Fucking knew it.
Somebody always got Eddie Vedder.
Hell no. I'm in hiding over. I'm in hiding over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Is that it, Stu?
That's a solid one, too.
Right on.
So far, like, I would go listen to each one of these bands.
All right.
They would all be vastly different, but still all you'd want to listen to at some point.
Okay. Well, I had to change my lead. Well, I had a backup lead singer. I will say that, because I had a feeling Chris Cornell was going to go in the draft.
On the backing vocals.
So, singer, I went with Ed Kowalczyk from Live.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Now we've all said our singer. I'm going to admit I'm completely shocked. Freddie Mercury didn't appear at all.
Well, that's the thing, is that I said, I was talking to my wife about this, and I was like, I have to pick a lead singer, and it can't be Freddie Mercury, because somebody's going to pick Freddie Mercury.
That was my exact thought.
It's an obvious choice. It's not.
Someone's going to pick him.
Yeah.
That was literally my thought process. The same thing is like, someone's going to pick him, so, you know, I got to go something different. You know what the thing
is, too? With Freddie, it just, you can't take him away from Queen.
You can't take him away from Queen, and you can't have a band. Like, well, you can have a band because all those guys, you can take him away from Queen. All those guys are really good, but like Freddie, I don't know. You
could take Freddie from Queen. You can't take anybody else from Queen, but you could take Freddie because Freddie is Freddie.
Yeah,
and I think wherever he goes, he's still Freddie Mercury. So you could take him anywhere.
I agree with that because you can't take Brian May away from Queen and put another fucking guitarist in there. That's just not going to work. Actually, I think there's only two guys that tour now. I don't know if the bassist tours with Queen. Because I know that they still tour, but they tour with a different singer.
I meant Freddie Stands Alone.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But you couldn't... I think, like, the rest of the band, too, is... they're pretty unique in and of themselves. Especially Brian's guitar playing. Anyway... I'm a big Live fan, and I like Ed Kowalczyk's voice.
I like Live.
He could be really gruff. He could be really soft. He rocks out. Guitarist number one. Both of my guitarists can be lead guitarists.
Okay.
Or they can be rhythm guitarists. Guitarist number one, Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac.
Very nice. Okay. Good choice.
Yeah. Great finger picking guitarist, like unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Guitarist number two, who I think is probably, I think he's really, really underrated as a guitarist, is Jack White. Thank you, Brooke. My bassist,
he's a crazy guy, but you know what? Yeah, he's a fantastic guitarist.
My bassist, this is a little out there choice, but I watched a documentary on these guys, and I always thought this guy was a really good bassist, but he's not just a really good bassist, he's also a great backup singer, and that's Michael Anthony from Van Halen.
He's wearing a Van Halen shirt and just flashed it to the camera.
Van Halen or Van Hagar?
No, Van Halen. Either one, actually. But Michael Anthony, a lot of people don't know, like, all the really high falsetto stuff and all of those songs, that's him. So, he's just a great bassist, but he's also really good, you know, really good backup. I also went with keyboards, since I was following the rules.
75% of us
loser
did it again.
Boost. I just wanted you to 75%.
Who cares about keyboards when you're playing metal?
My keyboardist is Bruce Hornsby from Bruce Hornsby and the Range. I don't know how many people are familiar with Bruce Hornsby, but go check him out. Mandolin Rain, anybody? And actually, Bruce Hornsby was a fill-in guitarist. He played keyboardist. He played keyboards with the Grateful Dead for years. He actually still may do that. I'm not sure.
Fun fact.
Lay it on me.
I thought you were going to say, nobody gives a shit.
I don't know any keyboardists by name. Like, besides the ones that you guys just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, The real reason why I didn't pick a keyboardist is because I don't know any.
Well, you can go with somebody that just plays piano.
Like I had a backup. Billy Joel. This was a really, difficult guy to Elton John. I left him off my list because I think that he would be. Why the hell not? You know? But Lady Gaga just worked with my sound better. You know, if we're done.
We're not.
Can I make it? Oh, we're not.
My drums left.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah, dude. Buckets. Fucking step on my drums, bro.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Teabag your snare drum.
I know. Bang away. Bang away on the drums. Go.
My drummer is Carter Beaufort from Dave Matthews Band.
That is the most made-up sounding name I've ever heard in my life. Carter Beaufort? Yeah, sure it is, buddy.
That guy's incredible.
He's on the same plane as Neil Peart. He's up there. He's like,
really?
Oh, my God. The guy's incredible. Incredible. And what's crazy is that I believe he played backwards for, like, a long, like, all of, I don't know, a huge part of his life, and then switched his hands, like, the way he played, and he was able to play, like, I don't know.
Yeah, super fast.
Yeah, like, super crazy fast. But his drum setup is just as big. I mean, I've never seen Rush in concert, but I've seen Dave Matthews.
His drums are incredible.
Neil Peart can go from a fairly simple drum set to he's in like a damn orchestra of drums, and he just kind of spins around as needed. And it's like, how the hell do you do that?
It'd be funny if I was like, and on drums, Meg White. She just went dish, 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 dish. She had like one fucking drum. It's like a snare drum.
Ringo Starr, who has like one tom drum. You're like, oh, okay.
What were you gonna say, Sue?
I also kind of wanted to throw everyone a curveball, because I think that there's somebody that fills every single role. Prince.
Yeah.
So there you go. My band is just Prince.
Just Prince.
Whatever the hell you need, put him up on stage.
It's like the old Bugs Bunny cartoon. On first base, Bugs Bunny. On bases, Prince. On guitar, Prince.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's funny. That was good. That was fun. So the idea I had...
A ton of fun.
Is we could do it. We could play a lot with this. Because I stole this idea. So it's ours now, right?
Oh, that's how we own it.
Yeah.
Listen, one man's garbage is another man's good, not garbage.
I told Canuck, I'm stealing this. And he was like, okay, I can't wait to hear what you guys do with it. But I was telling him, I was like, you know, there's so much that you could do with this. You could do like build an 80s band, build a 90s band, build a metal band of just metal people or whatever. You know, like you could do so much with this. So we'll have to bring this back. Faux show.
Build a bluegrass band.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen.
You don't know any bluegrass bands?
No. My buddy, Ravioli Randy, he plays in one. He plays a slide guitar.
Mandolin. Ravioli Randy.
Let's see. What else do we have to talk? I don't know. Do you want to cut it short now? Or do you want to?
Well, we still gotta do song of the week.
Yeah, we'll do song of the week, and we'll save the other topic.
We'll table the other discussion.
Yeah, yeah. I have a lot to say on that because I had an experience, and I know that Stu has because he posts many pictures of his experience.
Yeah, well, third time's the charm. That's your spoil. That's your teaser for next week when we talk about this. There third time is the charm.
All right, let's do Song of the Week. Song of the Week is when we add a song to our Spotify playlist. If you don't have Spotify, you can sign up for free and search for Dad Tales Podcast. There you'll find our playlist there. Every week we go around and we add songs to it. This week we do not have a topic or a theme. So it's whatever you need to get it done.
Just do it.
Just do it. Stu, you want to go first?
No.
Okay.
Go to somebody else. Give me a second here.
I went to you because I didn't think you were ready. Baroque.
This week, we're going to go with Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Ooh. Delight.
Yeah, baby.
I'm ready, by the way.
I'm gonna do the long version, too.
Oh, yeah.
You got to.
All right,
Stewie G.
So I was just wanting to make sure that I got the proper name for it. And this was triggered by our little game there, Build a Band. Mm-hmm. So I'm going with Eric Clapton. Nobody knows you when you're down and out.
Okay. Added.
All right, Kev. Get the one from his Unplugged album.
Ooh, okay. I did.
Nice. All right,
cool. All right, Kev. How about you, buddy?
All right. I'm going to go with a country artist.
Okay.
What he's kind of like new age. Mix a little hip hop in there a little bit.
New, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's pretty good. Check him out. All right. Sam Hunt. Downtown's Dead.
I know his brother, Michael.
Okay.
Michael. Oh my God, no joke. No joke. I used to work in a bank that there was a client whose name was Michael Hunt. Mm-hmm. And the receptionist, she was a wonderful lady, but every time she would see him walk through the door, she would literally turn and bolt to the back because she could not handle his name. She just could not handle him.
All right. Mine is Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, in honor of the fact that it is summertime.
Summertime.
Is that on our list?
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was not. Oh. I added it, bro.
That's perfect.
Yeah. I was it listening to that. I'm going to make a summer playlist on my own. And I'm going through, and I think that's one of the perfect ones to...
I think that's going to have to be a upcoming theme of, you know, summertime songs. Just because, you know, everybody has those certain songs that are just like, nope, this is a summer song.
That's usually when the reggae comes on.
That's one of mine, actually, summertime. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I was listening to some Steel Pulse today, riding around, a little Bob Marley. Trying to school my daughter.
Revolution's pretty good, too.
Who else? Yeah, like, we've had this discussion on the show before, but, like, you know, like, my music is very seasonal, you know, and there's a lot of stuff that I bring out, like Mighty Mighty Boss Tones comes out in the summertime. Yeah, good stuff. Real Big Fish.
Yeah, I was going to say, Real Big Fish seems to be, like, a huge summer band. It's like, oh, yeah.
For sure. Well, you know, I could listen to it because I just plug my phone right into the Apple CarPlay and I could do everything right from the screen.
Oh yeah, really. I mean, I just use the Bluetooth audio.
Oh, I could do that too if I wanted to. It's not really a big deal. But anyway, that's going to do it for us for this week. Tune in next week when we have a discussion that we were really shady about, and I hope it'll be funny for you to put in your ear holes. Yeah. You could follow us on Twitter, if you're on Twitter. I think, you know, you don't have to be. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that goes on there. But we tweet stuff out, you know, occasionally, all of us. Yeah, you could do that at Dad's Tales. Go to dadtalespodcast.com. And mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm on there. I know you guys are. Yep. So we talk on there every day.
Yep.
At JC Jesse.
Yep, I'm there.
Go check it out because I got all the tweets. Baroque Reaper.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Kev. Boost. Kev.
I don't think he heard you.
Kev.
Oh, sorry.
Bueller.
Bueller. Boost KDV. I kind of zoned out there for a second. Oh, it's 12 o'clock.
That's it. We hit the wall.
Stu.
The wall's getting earlier and earlier, if you guys haven't noticed. Soon it's going to be like, well, it's 11:15. Got to go to bed. At Stugazzo, STU_GATZZO.
I'm turning on my console right now. I'm going to go play some Iron Banner.
Which one?
Whichever one. I mean, I turned on PlayStation 4 because that's one that's hooked up, but.
All right.
I can go anywhere. Yeah, don't forget the underscore, kids. And you know what? Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
My car's still nicer.
Yeah, it is.
I'm making me thirsty!